Prime Minister, PM, Narendra Modi on Wednesday, October 23, strongly pitched for single-minded focus and firm support of all in combating terrorism and asserted that there is no place for double standards to deal with the challenge, reported news agency PTI. In an address at the 16th BRICS summit in Kazan, Russia, PM Modi also underlined the need to take active steps to stop the radicalization of youths. He made the remarks in the presence of top leaders of BRICS nations, including Russian President Vladimir Putin, Chinese President Xi Jinping and Iran's Masoud Pezeshkian, reported PTI. In order to counter terrorism and terror financing, we need the single-minded, firm support of all. There is no place for double standards on this serious matter. We need to take active steps to stop the radicalization of youth in our countries, PM Modi said. His remarks that there is no place for double standards in combating terrorism assumed significance as China had blocked several proposals at the United Nations, UN, to designate Pakistan-based terrorists, reported PTI. We must work together on the long-pending matter in the UN of the Comprehensive Convention on International Terrorism. The same way, we need to work on global regulations for cybersecurity and for safe and secure AI, artificial intelligence, stated PM Modi. In his remarks at the BRICS summit, PM Modi also delved into the expansion of the intergovernmental and organization. India is ready to welcome new countries into BRICS as partner countries. In this regard, all decisions should be taken by consensus, and the views of BRICS founding members should be respected, PM Modi said, adding that the guiding principles, standards, criteria and procedures adopted during last year's Johannesburg BRICS summit in South Africa should be complied with by all members and partner countries. The Prime Minister said that BRICS is an organization that is willing to evolve with time. By giving our own example to the world, we must collectively and in a united manner, raise our voice for reforms of global institutions. We must move forward in a time-bound manner on reforms in global institutions such as the UN Security Council, Multilateral Development Banks, and the WTO, World Trade Organization, he said. As we take our efforts forward in BRICS, we must be careful to ensure that this organization does not acquire the image of one that is trying to replace global institutions, instead of being perceived as one that wishes to reform them, he added, and, with PTI inputs.